Racing this weekend is at Rose Hill. We're looking forward to a big meeting there. Paul Joyce is going to have a look at the main races and try and find some winners for us. G'day, Paul.
Thank you, Sean. Yes, back at Rose Hill on Saturday. It's a very open quaddie. I'm expecting a big dividend. And the good news is for punters, it appears as though we may get back into a good track. I've done these tips for a good four. So unless we get some real storm activity come through later in the week or into the Saturday morning, my tips will be updated at 10 a.m. During the 10 to 10.30 time slot. But for now, good four track. This is my quaddie. First leg, benchmark 90 over the 1400. I'm taking numbers 2, 9 and 1 to get us started. Number 2, first hand on top. This horse is just in terrific form. This campaign, he's had the three starts. He's never missed a top three finish. Last start chased home Cabeza de Vaca in an open handicap. Drops back to a benchmark 90 here and gets 2 kilos off for Blake McDougall. Lovely gate. Looks to get run of the race stuff. And I've got first hand the horse to beat in race 6. Danger here. I thought number 9 was the biggest danger. Flow. This horse led and was just pipped on the post by Redouble when resuming over 1,400 metres. So with that run under his belt, barrier 1, 54 kilos. He looks the obvious leader. He's sure to take plenty of catching. And number 1, Invincible, scored at big odds last start, $26. But there was no fluke about the win. He loves Rose Hill. He loves this distance. And from barrier 2 and the claim for Lee Magorian, he actually gets in a half kilo less coming into the exact same grade as last start. So very smart placement there by Chris Waller. So 2, 9, and 1, Sean. I think that's all we need to get us through the first leg of the quaddie. Second leg, it's a benchmark 89 over the 1,100 metres. And this is an open race. So I'm going very, very wide in the quaddie. Got 6 runners here, 4, 8, 13, 3, 12, and 11. So that's 4, 8, 13, 3, 12, and 11. Number 4 on top, 2 excess. Now, this horse is nudging double figures with tab.com.au. And I'll tell you what, he's a massive chance. He hasn't missed a top 2 finish from 5 starts this prep. Over the 1,100, he's had 4 starts for 3 wins and 1 second. Handles all sorts of going, but he's best on top of the ground. And the biggest thing here is there looks plenty of speed up front, which will suit his racing style. He tends just to find his feet out near the back and rock it home. So for a horse with that racing pattern to have the record that he's got, he's a serious sprinter, and I think he's definitely the value runner in this race. But there's plenty of other chances. So for the quaddie, we've also got number 8, Guard of Honour. Worth noting, Sean, this horse has been gelded during his spell. Trialled super on the Beaumont track recently coming into this. Ran home in 32.79. his last 600 and did it under a hold. So he looks to have come back extremely well as a gelding. The 13 I'm putting into the quaddie here, and that is Bonhomme. He's open favourite as expected. Suffered his first career defeat last start, but that was more due to drawing the 11 of 11 at Rose Hill rather than being beaten by a better horse on the day. So didn't really do much damage to his record apart from those that took the short quote. He's obviously a major player again. Number 3, Prince Famous. Big odds about this bloke, and he'll lead. He's got great first-up stats for the Snowdens, and he'll like his last trial win, so throw him into the quaddie. And the other two to put in are numbers 12 and 11. 12 is single bullet, the very smart sprinting three-year-old colt. He's probably having a tilt at the Magic Millions, I'd suggest, and he's had a quiet trial leading into this, so watch him off the soft draw. And 11, Test the World. I just found it too hard to leave her out, considering she's had 3 starts here at the track for 2 wins and a placing, and that placing was first up in the same race as Bonhomme. So you've got to put her in off that inside gate. So we've got 4, 8, 13, 3, 12 and 11, casting a wide net in the second leg. But Sean, if we hit the right horse, we'll be looking good coming into the third leg. And that third leg, it's a benchmark 80 over the 1,200. We've only got the 3 runners here, 14, 2 and 15. I think the 14's obviously the horse to beat. And that horse here is the Hipster, trained by Tim Martin. He's only had the 2 career starts. He had a start back in the 4th of December last year, won that at Hawkesbury, went for a long spell, resumed without a trial up at Hawkesbury in a benchmark 66 and led them up, put in a huge sight and was run down by Godolphin Smart Marble. Liz Doonvana ran third. It's since come out and won in town. So there's a bit of form around the race. Have to strip Bitter off that. He carries 53.5 kilos, looks the only leader on paper So I think number 14, the Hipster. Either way, he's going to give a big side out in front in race 8. For the quaddie, number 2, Lanciato. I'm a big fan of this horse. Good first-up stats, trialling well, soft gait. Just got to carry that 61 kilos, and he does get back a bit in his races, but he'll be closing off very hard, and he's a big winning chance. And the 15, Brave Song's an interesting runner. Drawn 15 of 15, but he's been trialling up a storm. His last trial in particular at Randwick was a real eye-catcher. Showed a stack of ability at his first campaign, and he's trained by the Snowden. So he goes in as well. 14, 2, and 15 in the third leg of the quaddie. And that brings us to the last leg, the one we're hopefully alive coming into. It's the tab.com.au handicap. It's over 1,500 metres. It's a benchmark 83. And I've got five runners going here, Sean. 14, 7, 5, 12, and 13. Number 14 is the top pick. And I speak of Bastia. Good each way odds available if you want to jump on early. He bolted in first up at Port Macquarie under 61.5 kilos. He won by 4.25 lengths. He drops 8 kilos into this second up, looks to get the gun trail and sticks at the 1,500 metres. They tested him out over a journey last campaign. I'm not convinced he's a stayer. I think he may be more of a middle distance specialist. So if Chris Lees has worked that out, I think Bastia's in for a big campaign. And off that first up win, he's going to run a massive race here with the lightweight. Number 7, the danger, and that is Invicta. This horse is coming off a Cessnock Cup win, but it was a big effort. He spotted the leaders of decent head start coming to the turn and mowed them down. He's now won 4 of his past 5, and Robert Thompson's coming down for the ride. So that's a big lead in itself on number 7, Invicta. The 5, Selleman, consistent, backing up quickly after a third behind Sedanza and Hunter Jack last week. He'd won his 2 previous to that. Then the other chances here, the 12, Carluca, off barrier 1. He'll be up near the speed. He gets in with a lightweight. Hard to fault his recent form. He hasn't missed a place from his past 6 starts. And the other one I've got is the 13, the Avenger. Well, we've got to forgive him that one shocking run. It was a poor effort at Canterbury when favourite. But prior to that, he'd never missed a top 2 finish from his 4 career starts. So we're giving him one more chance. Numbers in the last leg, Sean, 14, 7, 5, 12 and 13. Now, we've gone over budget this week because it is a tough quaddie. It's $27 for 10%. So if you want to do that, throw it on, $27, 10% of the dividend, and I think it'll pay really well if we can get through it. All right, Sean, that's the quaddie. I'll be back at 10 a.m. On Saturday morning with any late updates and obviously go through the entire 9 races with all of my selections and the updated quaddie. Thanks for having me, and good luck to all the punters.